T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the other side of the football, the Falcons just re-upped their two best defensive players. Their two best defensive players are now locked up for the long term in Grady Jarrett and Deion Jones. That is their two best defense. Miss me with Tack or Vic or Trufant or Keanu. The two best defensive players this franchise has are those two guys. And so now, when you've got your core of all of your best locked up, now it's go time. And I tell you, and this is why I say, when you talk about what the Falcons got to do this year, and it's why I believe that if Dan doesn't make the playoffs this year, he will get replaced. Because there does come a point where you say, if you're the owner of this team, I gave you everything. You got all the guys that you want are all locked up and ready to go. You know, nobody's got to worry about a contract. Now it's all about football. When we get to training camp next Monday, okay? Because here's the thing. Even if Julio's not sitting out training camp, he's not going to miss time, okay? And I'll be honest with you, I could care less if Julio Jones is at training camp. I could care less if he's there in the preseason. Just make sure he's in Minnesota on Sunday, September 8th by about, what, Jarvis, 10:30? As long as he's there by about 10:30, that's good. Anytime before that, I couldn't care. Couldn't care less if he shows up. But he's going to get his deal. And you know why? Because the owner just told you. The owner just explained to you that he'll be a Falcon for life. He'll get his deal. He got it last year. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to get this year, too. He's going to get it this year. So have no fear about that. So this team is going to go into training camp on Monday. Rookies reported today. Is that right, Jarvis? Rookies reported today, right? Yeah. Is it vets tomorrow? Sunday. Okay. So rookies today, they'll get a lot of film work in between now and then. Playbooks, film work, all that kind of stuff. Vets on Sunday. Okay. When it hits on Monday morning, it's all about football now. It's all about football. It's all about what happens between the lines and the football field. No off-field stuff, no distractions, no contract talk, no none of this stuff. All of this stuff has been done and handled. Oh, yeah, with some money to spare that probably gets used for Julio, or if they need to make one other signing, probably gets used for all of that. By the way, one thing nobody likes to talk about, honestly, that nobody likes to talk about, do you understand how good Thomas Dimitrov is at manipulating the cap? Do you understand how good he has been since day one of this franchise that he's taken over as the general manager? You've never, ever had the Falcons be one of those, uh-oh, they're in cap crisis, they're in cap hell, cap purgatory. I mean, we've heard the Saints for 5 years. That's why guys leave and all that. Because they've gotten themselves in cap purgatory. Everybody's done that, except this franchise. It's not popular to say, look, I'm the first guy to tell you, I've got my issues with Thomas Dimitrov about where this franchise was through several years, what this team looked like along its lines of scrimmage, that he had obviously the result in picking those players. I still think the press conference was totally awkward on the Mike Smith firing, when it was Thomas and Arthur and Buckhead. Still one of the more awkward press conferences that I can remember this franchise having. But there is, you can't deny, one, obviously, what Thomas has meant and done for this franchise, but two, how good he's been with the cap. So back to the original point on the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 920 The Game, which talks about Falcons football. When this team gets on the field Monday, it's all about football. It's all about football. Your group is all in place. Everybody who you needed to be here long-term and not have any angst to worry about is here. And even if Grady Jarrett's deal didn't get done, to be honest with you, that's not really even a story. Because he signed his tender for his franchise tag. And he said he was going to play under it. And he said he'd be here. This isn't a Jadeveon Clowney situation where he's not happy about what position he was tagged at and he's not signed and all that. He signed it. The worst case scenario would have been Grady Jarrett is here on Monday playing on the franchise tag. Meaning still they could have gotten a deal done, you know, at the end of the season or whatever. Wasn't like Grady Jarrett was moving on. Well, now we know Grady Jarrett ain't moving on. We know Deion Jones ain't moving on. We know Julio and Matt already weren't moving on. So everybody's in place now. And now we focus on the football. And that's why, guys, I tell you and gals, this season is so important. So important. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about that. I'll give you one guy on this roster that if he gets hurt, I'll say, okay, that killed us. And that's two. That's it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.